Philadelphia City Council held a rare summer hearing focused on confrontations between members of the LGBTQ community and police during a post-Pride Fest celebration. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the flood of people and teens on South Street forced cops to act to keep people safe by using barricades, mounted officers, and motorcycles. He says videos don't portray the control many officers showed.
There is a lot of stuff that's coming at them where the officers did not engage, who are being cursed at, and bottles are being thrown at them, and things are being said to them where they just did not engage, and they absolutely did what they're supposed to do and their training trained them to do.
Councilmember Rue Landau calls Bethel's testimony painful and perplexing and wants the police department to apologize for its actions. Bethel promised things would be better next year with proper preparation. Democratic State House and Senate leaders will soon decide whether to back a new statewide position created by Delaware Governor Matt Meyer. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Dr. Neil Hochstein has been named Delaware's first Surgeon General. Governor Matt Meyer created the new office last month. Hochstein, a personal friend of Meyer, was given the $268,000 role without having to apply or go through a competitive process. Joint Finance Committee Chairman State Senator Trey Pardee says he's concerned Meyer may have violated state hiring rules.
It's just wild to me that the governor thinks he can just, through an executive order, create a position that's going to cost taxpayers $270,000 without giving the General Assembly or the public an opportunity to have a conversation.
Meyer's office says the state's measles outbreak provides the existing legal authority to hire Hochstein. However, the Surgeon General's role was announced before the first measles case had been reported. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Cloudy and muggy in Wilmington, 86 degrees at the moment. Atlantic City at 83 with fairly sunny skies. And clouds are back over Philadelphia where it is 86.